Ontario's Christian Superstation, Life 100.3. We are messengers. That was love. Joining me on the phone lines, we have Craig Brandon from Next Step Counseling in Orillia. Craig, we know that conflict can be messy, but I imagine that you've run into before where you have two Christians who they've laid everything out on the table, but still they have different beliefs. Maybe it's over a church split or something doctrinally. How then do you go from that place?
That is a great, great question, because in reality, we live in a fallen world. In reality, there are many relationships that don't fully repair. Yet, that's also to a degree true of our salvation with the Lord. Our salvation with the Lord is an ongoing sanctification, an ongoing process. So what we were all worried about 5 years ago, we're not worried about now. We've grown, we've matured. And same when we have conflict, if we can leave the conflict in a spirit of compromise, a spirit of tolerance, a spirit of grace and mercy, with the idea saying we profoundly differ. And let's be honest, nothing has hit us so hard like the coronavirus. The differences that we see in our churches, between family members, in marriages, and it's created all this turmoil. But I've often said to clients, well, look what it highlights, the need to respectfully disagree, hold different opinions and perspectives while still loving and caring for the person. But we've almost lived this dichotomy, this black and white thinking, as opposed to saying we can hold very strong opinion, but yet still be mature. And notice a lot of these issues are not issues of salvation, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
they're not issues, you know. Doctrinal differences are often not issues of salvation, because those are very then easily taken. And even if somebody does differ in those issues, I still can represent the Lord in a gracious, merciful way. Notice that the Mark 10, it says when the rich young ruler had this whole list of what he had done. Well, I've kept the Ten Commandments, you know, I've never stolen, et cetera, et cetera. And Jesus, it says, and Jesus loved him and then said to him, there's one thing you lack. It doesn't say, are you kidding me? That's what you believe? Oh, my word. No, it says, and Jesus loved him, then says, one thing you lack. See, so we can still differ, because we're not trying to be right. We're trying to be righteous before the Lord and reflect his mercy, reflect his grace to the differences that we have.
Oh, so well put. Craig Brandon from Next Step Counseling, and I really appreciate this. Love that example of the rich young ruler. Jesus loved him. How could we apply that standard when we have our conversations? Hard to do on our own terms. We need him to empower us. For King and Country, with some inspiration for you along those lines, Shoulders is next.